The title of my message is Three Who Are Rejected. I'm very happy to see all of you. These are those who have been at Life Church, I believe, and yet you did not go home from there, but you come here. The Lord bless you all very richly. The three who are rejected. And here is a wedding dinner given by the king. Well, who is the king? The king is God the Father. And who is the one getting married? His son, Jesus Christ, only begotten son. Who is the spouse, the wife? All who are saved make up the wife of the Lamb. Even in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2, Paul says that I'm very jealous for you, to present you a spotless bride, a pure virgin, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do you know that the wife of Jehovah is consisted of all of us, not individual, the whole church, that is saved, that loves the Lord, is become the wife of Jehovah. That is given to us in Revelation chapter 19. The time of the marriage of the Lamb has come. And so, the dinner is ready. And then it says that the oxen are killed and the fatlings. The best food is given. If you know some custom in America, if they invite you to makan, the best is beefsteak. Chicken will be not on the high list. The oxen and the fatlings are killed. To show you the riches of heaven and the best of heaven that our Father wants to give us. Now such a big affair, the wedding of God's Son. The first thing is that he invites all the rich and the powerful. But paradoxically, the rich and powerful won't come. Think of it. Oh, we are too busy. I have bought a farm and I've got to go and check up on the farm and I'm not able to come. Another one said, I have bought merchandise. I've bought a lot of goods, and I've got to check on these goods. I'm not able to come. In a similar parable in Luke, this chap says, I bought 5 oxen, and I've just got to go and test whether they are good or not. I cannot come. It is just like in our modern times, you will say, I bought 5 vans and I must test all these vehicles. I cannot come. But another one said, I've just married a wife, so I cannot come. The fact is, they will come to church to get married, but that's the end. They will not come to worship the Lord. All kinds of excuses. So the first class of people who are invited and who will not come are the rich and the powerful, because they have got plenty of things. To forego a dinner is nothing. But the poor will be very happy. They have never tasted such good food. The poor will all come with gratitude and thanksgiving. So the first type of people are the rich and the powerful, and Jesus has said that they are like the camels. A rich man is like a camel trying to go through the eye of a needle. The eye of a needle is so small, and a camel can squeeze in, cannot. Now let us look at the text. It will be most interesting. Matthew chapter 22, verse 6. Let us look at the text. And the remnant, the remainder of the people who were invited, these people rather caught hold of his servants and entreated them spitefully and killed them. What do you think the king will do? Of course, the king is very angry. I send them to go and invite you to come and you kill my servants. In another parable, just before this, they not only killed the servants, but killed his son. Of course, the Lord, the king will be so angry, he'll send his army and destroy them all, and including their city, burn it up. How you treat the Lord Jesus Christ is very important. Who are these who so ill treat the Lord? Many times you think, oh, the Lord is so gentle, he carries the babies and blesses them. The Lord is very soft-spoken. No. But to those who come and repent of their sins, and if you come here and we know our sins and we turn to him, he will forgive us. But those are proud, self-conceited, and these are especially the teachers the false teachers, the Pharisees. Jesus speaks most roughly to them and condemns them. So there are false teachers in the church. I sound a warning to them, you better beware. Because if you mistreat our Lord and you go against His teaching, you will be severely punished in this world and as well as in the next world. Let me give you an example. One day Jesus cast out a deaf and a dumb devil out of a boy. And the Pharisees, instead of giving glory to God, as we would all give glory to God, most important thing is you always are zealous to put Jesus number one. They say, oh, he cast out devil by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. That was a terrible accusation. That was a terrible misstatement. Jesus, when he returns to tackle his enemies, he many times uses good logic, irrefutable logic. What do you say that I cast out devils by the prince of devils? But let me tell you the law that rules generally. How can a house stand if it is divided itself? It is impossible that I cast out this devil, deaf and dumb devil, from the boy by the prince of devils. And Jesus angrily pronounced a judgment on them. When you do this, you are blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. You are saying things against your conscience. We Christians must never do things against our conscience. It may be an unpardonable sin, and in this case it is. Jesus told the Pharisees, the scribes, the chief priests, these are his enemies always. Your sins will not be forgiven, neither in this world, neither in the next world. You will go to hell. That's what Jesus. That is the meaning of the king going there and killing all of them. This is the judgment. Today, our people have gone to Life Church. And there is a trick down there. What we do against our conscience, it may become an unpardonable sin. The basic difficulty at the present moment between us and them is that they have said the Bible has mistakes. But never mind, we know the mistakes and it's quite okay, it doesn't affect our doctrine. There's a lot of double talk to their own glory. We on our side who love the Lord declare the Bible is perfect, 100%, no mistake. And that's why you are here. Because I take a stand too. I'm not the only one. It is by the logic of faith. You have no need to know all the answers in the Bible, but logically the Lord will convince you. How can a great God who makes heaven and earth not able to give us a perfect Bible? The logic of faith. Now I will challenge them to give you just only four verses of the Bible. If you want to turn with me to Psalm 12, turn to Psalm 12. Verse 6 and 7. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Pure words and purified 7 times. And what happens? The purified words, and thou shalt keep them, O Lord, and thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. God's word is given by inspiration, not only infallible and inerrant there, but they are preserved, infallible, inerrant, no mistake. And another 3 verses, you need not look, but I tell you, in the 3 synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, 3 times Jesus stated, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words, not word, words, every word, shall not pass away. And if they teach falsely against their conscience, boasting that we know, but never mind, it doesn't touch doctrine. Giving themselves the glory. You may so hurt Jesus. You may be such a damage to God Himself. And He will not pardon you. Your sins may be greater than the Pharisees. So you are rejected from a dinner. You don't eat the dinner. So the number 2 crowd that are rejected are the proud and self-conceited. When they come to God, we can only kowtow, kneel down, prostrate ourselves, humble ourselves. No one can come and argue with God. Take note. The number 2 rejected. But now we come to the last. The last one rejected is when the king, while the feast was on, came around and made a checkup. Everyone who comes in must put on a wedding garment. I think you know we were invited by a good friend of this church. We who are the Bible college teachers and graduating students. And he invited us to the 5-star hotel. Everyone must put on a tie. And I have not only my tie, but my coat, because I'm the principal. At once they recognize, oh, this must be the principal. and we never ate such good food. Very tasty. And they introduced us a chef. He is from Austria. And cook such good food. Now who is this man who did not wear a wedding garment that was provided for the feast? The third type rejected. The happy-go-lucky. Enjoy yourself, tomorrow you die. He, of course, would like to come in and eat most delighted. But sorry to say, he did not wear wedding garment, he was disqualified. Not that the gospel is given to everyone. If you don't admit that Jesus Christ is a Savior, not that everyone can go to heaven, no. Only Jesus can take us there. There is a Chinese proverb, womanizing, gambling, drinking, smoking. If you want to learn the Chinese, very easy, only four syllables. Piao, Tu, Yin, Cui. Drinking is not drinking Pepsi Cola, drinking beer, drinking strong alcoholic drinks. And smoking is universally condemned, I think you know. But he said, doesn't care, I enjoy myself. Are there those coming here up to now, still living the old way, and still even taking drugs, for example? And there are even homosexuals against the law of nature. It can affect a church even. Have you repented? We have to make our decision right here and now. This is the third rejected ones. And so you see, the gospel is free. The gospel is wonderfully offered. But even then, there must be a procedure. You must put on the wedding garment. I'm so glad I put on the wedding garment. Since I was young, I had a wonderful mother. She always prayed for us. And he offered me to God that when I grew up, I would be a pastor to serve him. And because I loved my mother very much, I said yes to her. But later on, I told mother, I said, Mother, you know, but grandpa is a pastor and his salary is only $30. Well, it's a big money in those days, but not very big. And my mother was very sad. She did not answer me until finally she said, Son, let me tell you, if you be a good boy and listen to me, I will send you to America. Oh, America make what beautiful country, even when small and new. It is like heaven on earth. And then I rejected her. Her vow. by making a decision to go to England to study law, which was after the Japanese occupation. It was almost a reality. In 2 days, I was set out to sail on a cargo boat to go. That would be before Mr. Lee Kuan Yew, because he went by a troop ship and he reached London in October, 1 month late. But I was going there by March. But the Lord sent 2 days. Because of that, my mother died. And in 5 weeks' time, my little daughter also died. Only when I repented. That's why I'm happy serving you now. They think that I'm too old. Life Church had already planned to sack me 1 year before this happened. One elder told my son, "We will make your father pastor emeritus, a very high name." But emeritus means put you on the shelf, promote you. But I'm an active man, and I don't like to be put on the shelf. I'm happy to serve. That's how it works out. So I put on my wedding garment at last, after 2 days, confessing my sins. Well, brothers and sisters, today is a very wonderful situation to be invited by the King. Now he's inviting you. Do you come to him? Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we pray thee to bless every member here, that we may put on the wedding garment and partake of this marriage feast of your Son. How wonderful it is to know that he is the Son of God, the Savior of the world. But there are only 15% Christians in Singapore. And it is our duty to go out and tell our friends and bring them in. Help us to do this for thy sake and for your glory. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.